human biology.
Okay.
11th graders Mahogany Lewis and Josiah Jackson gathered at a conference table inside the superintendent's office. The students were selected to help lead student opinion from their high school for this project.
Well, basically, we get the teens' opinions on different activities that we would like to have around the Western New York area.
We just want, like, safe places for them to go to in regards to issues they're having, whether it's, like, mental health or, like, personal issues.
Jackson and Lewis tell WBFO News they want to emphasize the need for more places and programs for teenagers, particularly in the city of Niagara Falls.
Like, how teens feel about their area and, like, what they would, like, have more different activities around. There's, like, not really a lot of stuff to do here, so we'd rather get more things so we can stay out of trouble and be more involved with our city.
Like Mahogany said, I just hope to bring more programs because you see a lot, as a teen, we see a lot of things that, like, our friends go through and stuff like that.
Listening to the voice of a student is the most powerful tool that we have.
Niagara Falls City School Superintendent Mark Lowry says gathering student opinion can help shape better curriculum, school safety, events, and programs. The superintendent tells us it would be foolish not to hear their voices and embraces the Ralph Wilson Foundation's project, seeking the voices of students in Niagara County.
We as adults think we know the way it should be, but if we're going to meet students of 2019 where they're at and where their issues are or their concerns are or their feelings are, their helps are needed, we really need to listen to their voice.
This is the largest project ever of this kind.
The foundation's Amber Schlicka says they want teens to use their voices and help create community change. One of the foundation's big focus has been on after-school programs and hearing from teens when they're not in the classroom.
The responses that are coming in are incredibly thoughtful and in some cases, you know, touching in how thoughtful teens are being with this project. And I think we're just going to have an incredible amount of information, ideas to go through.
I just wish there's, like, a more support system for us and, like, more communicating skills. Like, everybody just needs to be able to communicate more, and that's how we'll get things solved.
The foundation will look at future investments and how they can better reflect a teen's interest in hopes of creating more opportunities.
And I think very often in philanthropy, a challenge is that philanthropy will go to the experts and the adults, which is equally important. They also have to hear from the individuals that, you know, in the end, we're here to serve, and then look for ways to meet in the middle that take things that are effective, like a best practice, and meet the needs of the kids and, you know, help them that they're telling us are important to them.
I just see just life happening, like just everybody's being hit with different things. You see a lot of, throughout the school, you see a lot of teen pregnancy. You see a lot of peer pressure going on. It's just life in general that's just hitting kids like a ton of bricks.
The Fall City School students' opinions are now part of close to 13,000 opinions already collected from students across our region and in Michigan. Along with Niagara County, the foundation is also gathering opinions from students in Erie, Genesee, and Monroe counties. The collection process is expected to wrap up this May. Once the data is examined, the foundation returns to the communities for deeper conversations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.